This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. So this hour we are going to talk. I will talk about this Trump-Gaza stuff. We're going to discuss some tariff stuff. We got heavy stuff coming this hour. We'll make fun of Bill Gates. Apparently the Jeffrey Epstein stuff's coming back to bite him. Emails, sending our crooks to El Salvador, all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here because I haven't addressed it yet. I was gone. I was sick, yada, yada. And Trump said something. Said it yesterday, if I remember right, about Gaza. Now, before I play his soundbite and Caroline Leavitt's update from today, I will tell you this is my one bit of personal experience. I don't want to act like I'm the expert on the region whatsoever, but I've been to this part of the world one time and only one time. Remember, it was a couple years ago? Is it a couple years already, Chris? A couple years ago. We, as a show, we did that big show trip to the Holy Land. And it was a couple hundred people joined us. It was amazing. It was amazing. My dad went, and I'll always love that memory. I got to baptize my youngest son there. It was just amazing. Going through the Holy Land, whatever. One trip over there. I've been there one time. And it was, I believe, in the very beginning of the trip, if I remember right, they had us in a place that was right on the Mediterranean. It was an old Roman, you know, fort amphitheater, if I remember right. Do I remember that right, Chris? I did. But we were right on the Mediterranean. Now, I had never been on or in that part of the Mediterranean. And there was a beach there and an old fort and all kinds of really cool stuff. It was awesome. You want to nerd out on history? That's a place to do it. Anyway, I remember standing there with my sons, and we're looking out at the water, and I thought to myself, this is freaking beautiful. This is like you're in the Caribbean. The water is just gorgeous looking, clean. This is beautiful. And I thought to myself, just a brief moment, I thought, well, man could probably put up a beachside resort and do pretty well for himself here. I hate to sound like the worst capitalist in the world, but it is beautiful. And now I've never been to Gaza exactly, but I've talked to enough people who have. I've seen the same pictures you have. Freaking beautiful. Could be. And now let's deal with what's happening right now. I have questions, concerns, a lot of them, but let's just talk about it. We'll just be out with it. Because Trump did a press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump said, this.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job, do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
Okay. All right. We'll own it. That's what he said. We're going to take control of it. And then a little later on, he said, we'll own it, create a big economic zone, and, you know, provide a bunch of jobs for the people who live there. Okay. Now, that sent a bunch of people on all sides scrambling. Wait, what? What does that mean? What do you think about everything behind that, which we're about to get into? But Caroline Leavitt, aware that this had become a talking point for everybody, came out, clarified today.
It's been made very clear to the president that the United States needs to be involved in this rebuilding effort to ensure stability in the region for all people. But that does not mean boots on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort. It means Donald Trump, who is the best deal maker on the planet, is going to strike a deal with our partners in the region.
Okay. First, there's a bunch we can get into here. And we'll tackle a bunch of it right now. First, remember the conversation we had during, I think it was day one of Trump's presidency, maybe day two. In case you don't memorize every day of every show, you'll probably remember this. Remember when we talked, because Trump was talking about, I'm going to take Greenland and I'm going to take back the Panama Canal and we're going to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And remember the conversation we had about it, how I explained. Well, something we're watching right now, Donald Trump has 4 years and only 4 years left as president. Donald Trump now obviously understands how to handle that job better than he did before, how to handle the government better than he did before. And Donald Trump intends to do big things. Guys like that think about doing big things. You, me, I will never wake up, at least I don't think, in the morning and think about conquering a country, a continent away. That's how Alexander the Great has breakfast in the morning. I think I should mobilize a gigantic army and go lay waste to civilizations. People, certain people throughout history, especially big, important men, think about doing big things in ways that you and I do not. Big things. And I told you then that Trump's intention to do big things, that oftentimes it is going to make you stand up and cheer. And sometimes, because big things are different things and we're not used to them, and sometimes it's going to make you scream, wince, go, ooh, do one of those kind of things. That's how big men have always been reacted to throughout history. Alexander, do we really want to bring our entire army across the water and go fight the wealthiest, most powerful empire on earth who isn't even threatening us anymore? Why would we do that? What? Alexander, that's crazy. Alexander, that's suicide. Alexander, you can't. But for guys like Alexander, that's the only way those guys know how to live their lives. Donald Trump has spent his entire life building golf courses in resorts across the planet and throwing his name on them. What do you think he intends to do with the last 4 years he has as president of the United States of America, especially for a man getting up there in age? No matter what way you want to put on it, he doesn't have that long left. Just doesn't. None of us do, but when you're hitting 80, you're on the back nine. Forget that. You're on the back two or three. You just are. So Donald Trump intends to do big things. Sometimes we're going to run into stumbling blocks there. Just is what it is. When it comes to this idea, because the rest of his 2 weeks has been so wonderful, I'm inclined to kind of toss this away until I get more details about what that looks like. You know, I'm all about the wait and see approach right now. Until I start getting disappointed in the Trump administration, which at this point doesn't look like it's going to happen. Until I get to that point, I'm all about the wait and see approach. Let's see if he can get it done. You know, it wasn't that long ago. Everyone was freaking out about tariffs on Mexico. And then the day that was supposed to come down, boom, 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 no tariffs on Mexico, no tariffs on Canada. Everything worked out. Everyone's in agreement. Okay, so the tariff thing went away. Again, if we just wait and see, things tend to work out. However, here's my problem with ownership or control of Gaza. My concern is that we will do it halfway. And you know, this is something I've been hot on forever. Look, it's not my thing, and I don't want to go bouncing around on foreign soil, and I don't want a 51st state halfway around the globe, but if you say we're going to own it, if you say we're going to control it, okay.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible.
We will take it over. We'll do a job with it. We'll own it. If your intention is to go make Gaza the 51st state, give them a couple members of the House of Representatives, a couple senators, get them ingrained in the United States of America, would not be my choice. I'm all about it, though. If that's what we're going to do, if we're going to go do the colonial thing, I'm all about that life. Let's go. Let's take it. But if you're going to do it halfway, then I have questions. And I question whether anyone, or I should say very many people living in the United States of America, have the stomach and the will to do it all the way. Because all the way conquest doesn't mean killing everybody. That's not what I'm saying. But it doesn't look like what you think it does. Now, let's discuss that. Let's discuss what all the way looks like in just a moment. Before we discuss that, you are definitely going to need your T levels up for this next conversation. This is not going to be for the faint of heart. We're going to talk about very point-blank things, hard things to listen to. And for a country that has lost half its testosterone in the last 50 years, that will be difficult for some. If this next conversation offends you in some way, then you clearly haven't been taking your natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Because if you were, you'd be ready to go, feeling strong, full of energy. Me? I've been taking a male vitality stack for 3 years. My testosterone levels are so high, my doctor called me bragging about them. I'm 43 years old. Lady, female vitality stack for you. You want to feel strong? No more afternoon nap needed? Put away the pill bottles. Ignore all that garbage. Get some natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. And let's reclaim everything, including Gaza. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. So get a subscription and save money. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. Conquest Talk. Next.
Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email all those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, taking over Gaza. We're going to own it. We're going to control it. Bring a bunch of jobs
in. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job.
Now, notice he says at the end, jobs and housing for the people of the area. This is the thing about conquest, half conquest versus full conquest. What people are those going to be? Right now, Donald Trump is in the middle of negotiations. He's made a bunch of public statements and threats like the tariff thing that are trying to push. He's trying to push other countries into the correct position on things. And I applaud him for it. He's killing it. He says the people who are there, he's in the middle of other public negotiations. You may have seen something about these, but they haven't hit the biggest headlines right now with everyone focused on other things. He's talking to countries like Jordan. He's talking to countries like Egypt. And what's he saying to them? He's saying to these countries, he wants the Palestinians sent there. Jordan, the king of Jordan, famous, he's famous about this. He does not want Palestinians in his country. He's taken the, Egypt is the same way. Have you ever seen, you want a fascinating little picture? Quick, Chris. Have you, you want a fascinating little picture or video? Go look up the border wall between Egypt and Palestine. I don't know if an army of 10,000 men could get over that wall. There's more razor wire on that thing than I've ever seen. So Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Why don't they want them? Because mostly these people are raised to be barbarians, and they behave like barbarians anytime they get into another country, including Egypt and Jordan. Jordan is, so again, it's not an Islam thing. Jordan is Islamic. Egypt is Islamic. And these countries are all, we don't want those friggin' Palestinians. Every time we take those people in, they're nutballs. And remember their reputation globally. Like we talked about this a long time ago, so maybe you forgot, but globally, we, especially being in America and separated from this physically, we tend to lump all terrorist groups in with each other. But there are way big differences between a lot of the terrorist groups. There are huge differences even between Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You know, one of the main things is Al-Qaeda traditionally does not like to kill other Muslims. I know they've done it a bunch. Don't send me your emails, but Al-Qaeda has a big problem with that. Whereas ISIS, they feel like they should kill other Muslims who aren't doing enough for the radical Islamist cause. So again, there's huge differences. One of the hugest differences is how Hamas is thought of in the terrorist world. Hezbollah, and I know, they're just as evil. I got all that. Hezbollah's evil, bad. I got all that. Hezbollah is sophisticated, trained, advanced weaponry, trained from Iran. Hamas are thought of as, and this is a direct quote to me, as the rabid dogs of the terrorist world. You may think all Islamic terrorists are rabid dogs, and that's fine, but amongst the terrorists themselves, they're sitting around having lunch somewhere, I don't know, some falafel or something, and they look up and the Hamas guy walks in and they all think, oh gosh, here we go. Abdul just walked in. Hey, let's wrap it up. We know he's going to spit his food at somebody here in a moment. So let's go back to what we were discussing. How are you going to do this if those same people are still there? They're not going to assimilate. They're not into jobs. They're into dying for the cause. So it is my belief, based on what I'm saying, just a theory, I believe Donald Trump wants to vacate the area. I believe he is trying to strike a deal with Jordan and Egypt to vacate the area, to send the people of Gaza away. No, not kill them, Chris. To send the people of Gaza away, this is my belief. He wants the area emptied out and replaced with, well, I don't know what. I don't know what he actually wants in there. He says we'll own it. Maybe it will be ours. Maybe he plans on giving it to Israel, which if we go through the expense of owning it, I can't see him doing that. I don't know. But go ahead and write that one down. No one has said anything to that effect. But when I look at the two things that are happening, Trump is in public negotiations trying to get Jordan to take in the Palestinians, trying to get Egypt to take in the Palestinians. He's giving public press conferences about Gaza. I have seen that area. It would be freaking beautiful beachfront property. But I don't think there's going to be room for the people who are currently there to remain there. Which begs the question of you, are you okay with it? Look, I don't care either way. I've told you, my only problem is going to be if it's half conquest. If it's half conquest, I'm out. No, we want all the people there to have a good job and they just want to get along. Nope, nope, nope. Either conquer it and take it or don't conquer it at all. But don't conquer it halfway. Israel conquered it halfway back in the day. How's that worked out for them ever since? Talk to any Israeli or any Jewish person with a heart for Israel, and they will tell you till they're blue in the face. Biggest mistake we ever made was let them hang out there. Should have never let them hang out there. Take the whole friggin' thing. All right, let's move on. But along these lines, let me talk to you about gold, actually. Let me talk to you about the security, the safety of precious metals. You see, markets rise and fall, depressions come and go, good presidents, bad presidents, but for some reason, through all of human history, gold and silver have remained valuable. You want to talk about reliability? Not subject to the latest whims. If you'd bought gold back when I first told you to, you would be stupid rich right now. Gold Co. is the company you can trust. The company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The company that's giving out instant match bonus silver on qualified purchases. The company that's giving out a free kit. A free 2025 gold and silver kit. Protect your retirement and get some in your physical possession. Doesn't have to be a lot. Don't go crazy. Some. JesseLikesGold.com is where you go. JesseLikesGold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday. It is so great to be back in the land of the living. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, before I get back to some emails and a couple other little items, I want to get to this. It's so funny how oftentimes when you get to people who don't share your values, you don't even speak the same language about things. And I'll use this as an example. You've seen a lot of stuff from Democrats, media apparatchiks, and others about cuts to government employees, government programs.
Also know this is just the beginning. If DOGE attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service, or the IRS, or even the Social Security Administration. They could be next. Or maybe our national security agencies.
You want to talk about a totally different set of values? Imagine being so addicted to government power and so sure that government power is on your side that you, as a sitting senator, will actually get up and threaten the American people with the loss of the IRS. It's like you're a totally different species. I mean, look, Andy McCabe, that piece of trash, former FBI guy, Andy McCabe was on CNN. FBI employees are not only getting fired, I keep getting text messages from FBI sources I have that describe the mood in the building as flat out terror. They're talking 30, 40% of the industry getting ready to be removed, wiped out. And then McCabe's going on television talking about how scared they all are.
I've talked to more FBI people in the last 4 days than I did in the prior 4 years. As John has described it accurately, it is a place in utter disarray right now. People are worried about, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to support my family if I lose? You know, if you're anywhere in the middle of that career, not close to retirement, if you get fired, you're done. That's the end of your reputation, your ability to get a new job. You lose your pay. You lose your chance at a pension. You lose your health insurance. This is a moment of terror for these people.
Oh, are you going to lose your reputation? Are you in the middle of your career and you're going to lose that career? Oh, that's too bad. Hold on. Let me look at my list of January 6th political protesters who were attacked by the FBI. You know what? Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Call Matthew Perna and see what Matthew Perna has to say about the FBI agents losing their career. Oh, what's that? You can't? Because he's dead. Because he killed himself. because the federal government declared war on this completely innocent kid, declared war on him, and he just couldn't live with the thought of it, and he freaking killed himself. I need to make something crystal clear to every single one of you people, FBI, IRS, USAID. I want to make it clear to every media apparatchik, every Democrat operative, every Democrat politician out there. I understand that the tactic of the day is sob stories. What about them? He's sad. He's scared. Let me explain to you, every single time you tell a story about a government employee losing his job and living in fear, it nourishes my bones. Every time I hear about an FBI agent cowering in fear at the thought of losing his career, at the thought of losing his reputation, I get a little bit warmer inside. It's not that I'm okay with federal employees losing their job. I love it. I love it. I've had 100 and some fever for the last 2 days. You know why? I've been smiling through it all. I've been sitting there on my phone looking at story after story after story of weaponized communist scumbag in my government who's used my money to fund his entire life for the entirety of his career, only to turn around and assault my liberty with it. I'm learning about all of you losing your jobs and living in fear, and I'm supposed to feel bad? Gosh, that's great. Tell me another. I don't feel bad. I'm happy. The suffering of communists brings me joy. You see, I like when demons cry. Do you really think ABC News ran this puff piece? This was meant to be a puff piece. Did you think this little puff piece on the USAID lesbian was going to get me to shed?
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking. We heard they started taking transcripts automatically of all of our Google Meets. They unplugged the news in the little kitchen galleys. It didn't feel good. And then Saturday, all of the websites went down. And then I lost complete access to my computer.
Oh, I had to take down my lazy flag. I can't do this.
Why are you gay?
I had to remove, do you know how much trouble I had to go through to remove all the incriminating books? What incriminating books would those be, by the way? The ladies on ABC News with their name out there, I think, I don't know, somebody in the federal government ought to pay her a visit and ask her some questions about what incriminating books she had. And then they locked us out of our computers and I couldn't do anything else. Good! Go back to where you belong. Nowhere. Go back to being the lifelong career loser we all know you are. Go find the most basic, useless career possible because you're a talentless, useless, communist idiot, and that's all you're qualified to do is hurt other people. So go find a useless career and do that for the rest of your life. If you need me, I'll be over here laughing at your pain and misery. I just can't believe they're trying to sell these things as somehow sorrow. You want to hear? You know what? I'm going to play a little flashback. It's going to sound unrelated, but it's not. NGOs, non-government agencies. This is obviously how the federal government has found a way to circumvent laws. They'll just simply contract with an NGO, non-government, of course, to do all the things the communists in the government aren't allowed to do. They love to do this with illegals, illegal alien children, who are here in the middle of hell. Listen to this.
I'd like to ask Mr. Carroll, and anybody else would like to answer this, can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much is the largest check you cut? He said, I'm over Jewish Family Services, and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, is that for like 3 years? And he told me, JJ, get in the game. That's 2 or 3 months, and it's renewable.
$600 million every two or three months. Federal employees took your money, $600 million of it, and dispersed it every two or three months so the communists and the NGOs would continue to hoover up as many child slaves as they could and disperse them amongst your country. And you want me to feel bad that you're scared about losing your job? Oh, gosh. You came to the wrong anti-communist, if that's what you're... If you're looking for sympathy, we are sold out here. Just want to let you know. But hey, it's not all bad news. You lost your job. You're not allowed to be a dirty communist anymore. But the obliterator is on sale right now with the promo code Jesse. So even a scumbag communist can afford to buy the obliterator from Chefman now. Chefman, everyone knows about the Chefman making the best blenders out there. Everyone knows. They won a Red Dot Best Concept Design Award for the thing. It looks so good. It's the only blender that Ob will keep on the counter. Everything else gets put away. Blends everything. AutoSense technology. It's supposed to last 20 years. 20 years. Built like a tank. But you can also save money on it. So this is special, not just for listeners of the Jesse Kelly Show, but for communist scumbags in the federal government who lost their job. Get 15% off the whole site. Chefman.com, Chefman.com, promo code Jesse saves you 15% off everything on the site. And I should let you know, I've got more than just a blender. It's awesome. Chefman.com, promo code Jesse for Jesse Kelly Show listeners and freshly unemployed commies. We have one segment left. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Wednesday. There is so much I didn't even get to. I haven't even gotten to the Bill Gates stuff yet. You know what? I have to play it. I talked about it. I have to play it. Wall Street Journal did this thing. So Bill Gates sat down with a Wall Street Journal employee. Now, let's just do a brief background on this in case you didn't know. Jeffrey Epstein, everybody knows the story there. Billionaire trafficker of underage women with alleged ties to a lot of very powerful, powerful people. Well, not even alleged ties. Like, there are ties we just let out know about. We know he was tied to Bill Clinton. We know the guy who signed Jeffrey Epstein into Bill Clinton's White House many, many times was found with a shotgun wound to his chest and a cord around his neck. And they ruled it a suicide, of course. There are lots of ties. And one of the ties we know about was Bill Gates. Vaccine salesman Bill Gates. He's been asked about it before. Bill Gates' ex-wife, Melinda. She told, I think it was Vanity Fair, that one of the reasons she divorced Bill Gates was the Jeffrey Epstein connection. So what were those reasons? What does that mean? Weird to divorce someone over who he's friends with. And Bill Gates has been asked about this in the past.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, in general, you always have to be careful.
Hey, Bill, what about your association with Epstein? Any lessons in there? Well, he's dead. Be careful. Well, I thought it was interesting the Wall Street Journal came out with this little puff piece. And keep in mind, Donald Trump has done pretty much everything he promised he was going to do, even stuff that would have been seen as out there during the campaign trail. And during the campaign, he also promised to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. See, Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of people who owed him favors, a lot of people who visited that island. And he promised to release those files. And almost out of nowhere, this happened in the Wall Street Journal.
The journal previously reported on Gates' ties to Jeffrey Epstein, including that Epstein threatened Gates over an affair he had. The two met a few times, Gates says, to discuss philanthropy.
Do you think, looking back at that moment, that you were being played?
Well, Jeffrey, in retrospect, I was foolish to spend any time with him. And he sort of, got time with various people by spending time with other people. So, yes, I think I was quite stupid. I thought it would help me with global health philanthropy. In fact, it failed to do that. And was just a huge mistake.
Has it made you more wary of connections?
Definitely. Yeah. are you kidding?
Just a huge mistake. Just a big misunderstanding. Yeah, misunderstanding. Guys with that much power don't meet with people unless they know everything about those people. I think we can all probably guess why a puff piece like that landed in the Wall Street Journal right about this time. Just keep your eyes on that. That's one. Two, saw another idea I loved. El Salvador is famous. Now they're famous. Their president, Bukele, is famous. How did he get famous? Well, El Salvador embraced to the max a concept we have talked about many, many, many times on this show, one you can apply to your own personal life. In any given situation, whether it's a family gathering, whether you're driving on the highway, whether it's where you work, maybe it's at school, maybe on a national level for a country or even the world, in any given situation, it is the bottom 5% of losers and scumbags who ruin whatever the bad situation happens to be. And if you find a way to simply get rid of the 5%, they have a way of making themselves seem like 95%, but it's always just the 5%. If you find a way to get rid of the 5%, then everything in your life magically gets better. When it comes to friends and family, I've really turned this into overdrive the last 10 years of my life, I would say. And as I've slowly but surely cut off the bloodsuckers and scumbags and losers, I am so much happier and more content now. Bukele, on a national level, walked in, took over a country that had one of the highest murder rates in the world, and he figured out, well, wait a minute, is it everybody in El Salvador doing this? Or are we dealing with the bottom 5%? Oh, it's just the bottom 5% of really violent, ugly people. And he created this. Have you ever seen pictures of it? It's sick. There's videos of it, too. Center for Confinement of Terrorism. SECOT or CCOT. I don't know how they pronounce it. It's a wild place where they have all the nasty murderers in El Salvador stacked up like sardines. It's just a living hell if you're in there as a resident. But it's turned El Salvador into a mecca for tourism. El Salvador, safe as at home in bed now. You went from being the murder capital of the world to being completely safe. How'd you do that? Well, he cut out the bottom 5%. Look at that. Country saved. Gone. He met with Trump, and this is what he said afterwards. We have offered the United States of America the opportunity to outsource part of its prison system. We are willing to take in only convicted criminals, including convicted U.S. citizens, into our mega prison in exchange for a fee. The fee would be relatively low for the U.S., but significant for us, making our entire prison system sustainable. How many times have we sat here and talked about there needs to be a punishment for those who come here illegally? More than just deportation. Because the worst criminals, the worst scumbags, they just turn around and they come right back in. As soon as you get them out, they turn around, come right back north. Have you seen pictures or videos of this prison? I think a stated policy that we send these convicted felons who come here illegally, that we send them down to that prison for a little stretch, I think you'd see some improvements, if you will. That's the kind of punishment that it's effective. And we always want to focus on effective. That's why I focus on relief factor so much. Because relief factor actually works, you see. It works to get rid of the pain in your life. And it doesn't work for 2 hours. Like that thing you take to mask it. No. It gets rid of it. You have that pain in your back because it's inflammation. Your knee hurts because of inflammation. I know. I'm there. I got it. Your shoulder hurts because of inflammation. Your body's trying to fight it. It needs help. That's what Relief Factor is. 100% drug-free nutritional supplement that is there to help. You might be 3 weeks away from being pain-free. $19.95 is what they sell for 3 weeks of it. $19.95. Just try it. If it doesn't work, don't order anymore. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. or go to relieffactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. I'm sorry. I have to play this. I had to play it before we go. It makes me laugh. Here's Chuck Schumer.
We are going to fight this fight. I am going to stand with you in this fight. And we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will.
You won today because I came back. And we'll come back and do this again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.